Okay, today's daf in Nazir is daf Yud Gimel. Just two ha'aris from yesterday. One is a discussion that we had yesterday. We found Baruch Hashem and Achab Shomi and the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that when Eliezer came to Besuel and to Lavan, he says, "Vayomer lo uchal adin dibarti divarai. I'm not going to eat anything until I speak my words." Vayomer daber, and they said, "Okay, what was he so medactic for? Not to say anything, not to speak before he, not to eat before he spoke. Let him take something to eat. You know, let him relax a little bit and eat, and then he'll say what he's there for, his business." V'yishlomer says the Chassam Sofer. Besuel wanted to kill Eliezer. He wanted to poison him. The Kavanazo Haya, why? Why do you want to poison him? Because of the halacha we learned yesterday, that if somebody says, "Go be Makadish Meir Isha Stam," also B'chal Anashim Sheva Olam. So he wanted to kill Eliezer the Shliach, so that when Avram finds out, he's not going to know if Eliezer had been Makadish his Yitzchak to anyone, and therefore Yitzchak would be also to everyone in the world. So that's what Besuel was thinking. But Eliezer was thinking, "I want to say my piece first," because why do you want to say his piece? Because he wants to say that the Shlichus was only for a certain family. And therefore, even if you kill me, it's not going to be us with everybody in the world. So it's not really going to work anyway. So that's why he wanted to speak his piece before he ate. And then Memela, Besuel said, "Oh, it's not worth it anymore," right? Because it's not going to be us anyway. So that's why Besuel was the one that ended up dying. And not Eliezer. So that's one Hosafa, thank you very much. The other Hosafa I wanted to mention that I said I would start with, and that is the issue of Shlichus, the Brisa that came up yesterday, the Machlokas between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. Machlokas, whether one can be Mefer a Neder through an Aputrapas through a Shliach. So Rabbi Yonasan said that one can, Shlucho Shal Adam Kemoso, or Rabbi Yoshia said, "No, Isha Yikimenev Isha Yifirenu." So you can't, it has to be the husband. So the question is, we know that Rabbi Yoshia also holds the principle of Shlucho Shel Adam Kemoso. That's a principle in Kala Torah Kula. So what exactly is the Machlokas about? So I mentioned that this is the first piece in the Lekach Tov, in Yonei Shlichus, Klal Aleph, where he mentions three different approaches how to view Shlichus. Number one, Ima Kavana SheGufo Shel Shliach Nechshav KeGufa Mishaleach. Mamish a stand-in. Halacha says that I could be you. That's the Chiddush of Shlichus. I am you. When you appoint me, I am you. Oh, which on the one hand might make sense. Like, if you think about it, how could you get married for me? How could you give a get for me? How could you do all these things? That's the Chiddush of Shlichus. You are me. We transfer personalities. Oh, no. Oh, Ashliach la'adam achir nechshav. Or do you say, no, the Shlichus is somebody else. Rak shahamaisa asher hu oseh bishlichuso al kalpanim misyacheses l'mishaleach. I am myself, but the act that I do is shayach to you. It's as if you did the act. V'nechshav sham mishaleach asa hamaisa hahu. Second approach. O Dilma, or a third approach. Gam hamaisa inenem misyacheses l'mishaleach. Even the maisa is done by the shliach. It doesn't relate to the mishaleach as the mishaleach did it. Rak l'shliach. V'nechshav shashliach asa maisa, lo mishaleach. Rak shahatorah gazra, but the Torah was b'chadesh. Sha'af sha'adam acher asa hamaisa. Even if somebody else does the act, Lo hu al kolzeh kivit sheshlacho, but since he sent in lekach mo elas hamaisa shel acher avuro kilu asa, I get the credit for the act, even though I didn't do the act. What we would call the chalos. The chalos relates back to me. So, am I the goof of the shliach? Do I only get the maisa of the shliach, or do I get the chalos of the shliach? So then he comes. The second or third case that he talks about is our gemara. We have a machlokas tanaim. Whether one can be made for Nedarim through a Shliach. So he notes that the Gemara in Baba Metzia Tzadik Vav compares this to She'ela Babaylam. She'ela Babaylam, the halacha that we know that if somebody is a Shoel, we know that he is Chayev Bakol, even Ba'ones. Right? Shomer Chidim, Shomer Sakhar, Shoel, the Shoel is Chayev Bakol, except for two cases. There are two cases where a Shoel is Potter. Number one is based on Machmas Balacha, if the animal dies while working. The other one is She'ela Babaylam, which is a large topic, but Al Regal Achas, She'ela Babaylam means if there is another relationship between the Shoel and the Mashil that goes in the other direction. If the Mashil works for the Shoel at the same time that the Shoel borrows away from the Mashil, then there's also a Ptur. Might be a Gzeres HaKasav, might be a Svar for it, but probably a Gzeres HaKasav according to most. So, what if I, the Mashil, have a Shliach that works for the Shoel? So is that enough of called She'ela B'Vaylim so that the Shoel would be Patish? The Gemara, Bava Metzia Tzadik Vav, compares that to Hafaras Adar. So says the Gilyoni Hashas, if I mention this, the first piece in the Lekach Tov, the Gilyoni Hashas. So how could the Gemara compare this? Both these cases seem to be that cases where the person really has to be there. Right, the hafaras neder, the husband himself has to hear it. The other case, the shalom of Bailam, it's the Bailam have to be there. See, he said, I would like to say that the gufa machlokas tanoim is approach one versus approach two. According to Reb Yonason, who says that shulchas al kaboso could work even for hafaras adarim and even for shalom of Bailam, because he holds the shlichus means the guf is changed. And therefore, it's as if I'm here. You're the Apap Shabbos is here in the Neder, but it's as if I'm here in the Neder. Masha'enkin, according to Rabbi Yoshia, he says, no, it doesn't go that far, and that's why the Afaras Neder couldn't work. But then he quotes that he'd rather not say that. He'd rather say that everybody agrees that the Gufa Shliach could be called the Gufa Baal. It could be that both agree to that, and they argue about something else. But either way, this is one of the big, important sources in the Gemara for how you view Shlichus, how extreme of an approach do we take to Shlichus. Okay, now let's move on to today's daf. Says the Mishnah. Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Harini Nazir L'Kashil Li Ben. First it says, I am a Nazir when I have a son. Wants a son, he says, I'm a Nazir when I have a son. And when Olad Lo Ben, Baruch Hashem, he has a son, Harei's a Nazir. So when he has a son, he is a Nazir. Nolad Lo Bas, Tumtum Va'androgynous. But if he said, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and he ends up having a daughter, or a Tumtum. Tumtum is somebody with ambiguous genitalia, ambiguous, you don't know what it is. It's covered up. A Tumtum is really one of them, you don't know which one. Androgynous is both. So Tumtum in the androgynous case comes up in various Mishnayos. So both those cases, it's not a Vadei Zacha, right? Tumtum is one, you just don't know. You just don't know. Maybe one day you will know. Androgynous is both. So Eino Nazir is not a Nazir because none of those are considered Ben. None of those are considered Ben. Im Amar Kishayili Vlad. But if he says the more inclusive Lashon, I'm a Nazir when I have a Vlad, a child, let's say, a Vlad, so then Afilu Nolad Bodbas Tum Tabadrogan is a reason, then anything's included. Because Vlad includes anything. Says the Rav Bartanura, basically this mission is going by Lashem Bnei Adam. What people mean? The Balashem Bnei Adam Lo Mikri Ben Ela Zachar, Velona Keva. When somebody says Ben, right, so what the other heard, what does it say? Bracious, Vayolad Banim Uvanos. Right, so Ben doesn't include Bas, doesn't include anything else, so that's what's going on here. It is, you go by Lashon B'nei Adam. The Maaser Rokeach on the Rambam asks, what about if somebody says Bas? Harei Zanazir Emno Li Bas. Is that for sure only Bas, or does that also include Ben? Is Ben different than Bas, but Bas might not be different than Ben? Or he's not 100% sure. Imamar Inez Khajili Bas Olo Ben or Tutaba Jogris and Sorak Dafka Kamosha Osi Piv. Oshinemar, you know, maybe it's more a general lashon of Bas. So he has that suffix, he goes through we're gonna talk about it a little bit more in the Gemara when we get there, if Bas can be more inclusive. And I also saw the Mishnah Lamelech also has the question, what happens if somebody says in Aleph Yud Zayin, but Omer Hareini Nazir Lakishili Ben Obas. I'm a Nazir if I have a son or a daughter, and then you have a tumtum. Or an androgynous. So what about that case? So you said this tumtum is one or the other. You just don't know. So he has a suffix. Viola tumtum mahu. Mi amrina kiva de ben obas havi nazir. Since he said I'm going to be either or. Ki yola tumtum havi nazir vadai. To a bein hachi uvein hachi kiva la naziris. It's one or the other. Or do you say that no? Ben obas means vadai ben or vadai bas. And a tumtum, you're not sure. So this would not be included. So he's not sure. He has that suffix in the Mishnah Lamelech and Aleph Yud Zayin. Interesting. Is he married? It seems like he's married. Is she pregnant? That's a good question. Doesn't say that she has to be pregnant. Doesn't say that she has to be pregnant. Is that really a Dabash Lobo La'olam? But it's anything. You could, I'm a Nazir if this happens. Doesn't say specifically that she's pregnant.
If she's pregnant, it happens. The wife already has a boy or girl. He's changing the sex now?
No, if she's pregnant, he's not changing anything. The Mishnah in Brachas you're referring to, you can't daven for a change. He's not davening for a change. He's saying, I'm a Nazir if it is. He's not davening for any kind of change. So that's why one would be allowed to do this. Interesting, this thought, if you have a son, if he says son or daughter, what about Tutum and Androgynous? It reminds us of the first Minchas Chinuch. First Minchas Chinuch, which talks about Puravu. So he goes through all the lumdis about Puravu, are you Yosef with this, are you Yosef with that? So he says, according to Beis Hillel, they have to have a son or a daughter. What if you have a Tumtum or an Androgynous? Are you Yosef? Maybe an Androgynous is both. says the Minchas Chinuch type of line. He has that possibility. He says, of course not. He says, no, I don't think so, because you have to have two gufim. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah, Ben Obas. Important Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Dibur Baskel Hareini Nazir L'Kshieli Ben. Tosfos says, Pirish Hoda'a V'Shevach L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shevach to Hashem, Shechananini V'Zikani V'Lodli Ben. He's basically doing it as Shevach L'Hashem. I want to be a Nazir when I have a son or a daughter because, you know, I'm giving Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This relates a little bit to this week's Parsha, Tazria, Tumas Yoledes. Why is a woman tummy when she has a baby? No, there's tuma, right? So there's a kasef. Okay, but there are some ta'amim in the commentators and the mefarshim. Where did this tumas yoledes come from? Rav Shamshon and Farl Hirsch suggests that tuma is always associated with a loss of life. The ultimate tuma is a corpse. Avia bosa tuma. The ultimate. Every other tuma also is related. Tumas nida is the loss of a potential pregnancy. That's also tuma. Tuma is always related to a loss. So that's why it says Rav Shachar Farl Hirsch, the woman, the mother, had more life in her. And now the baby was born. So there's life, but it's outside of her. So that vacuum of life inside of her, that creates tuma. And that's why he even says, why there's double days of tuma for a daughter than for a son, 7 and 14, for the days of tuma. Because a daughter represents a person who can bring more life into the world. And that's what the woman lost, the mother. So that's why there's double term in there. So that's one idea Rav Shachar Farl Hirsch writes. But there's another idea I saw in the Hegyona Shel Torah, Ben Sion Fuhrer. He suggests, Ahavasa es bina hanolala tofesis es koliba ve'ena mashira makom kolshehi la'ahava acheres. A person has a child, it is impossible. Human nature, at that very second, the entire love of a parent, or of a mother specifically, is on the child. On the side, there's unbelievable, overflowing feelings. Ad she'eni misugelas l'kayim b'yamim eila es v'yahavtas Hashem alokecha b'chol avavcha. We have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second of our life. But at that moment, it's impossible. It's impossible. It's humanly impossible to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that very moment. We're not on the level, he says, of Yaakov Avinu. We're not on the level of Yaakov Avinu. Which Yaakov Avinu? When he meets Yosef HaTzadik, right, he's somehow saying Shema. So hey, we're not on that level. Not on that level. So he said that's why there's tuma. Mikivon sheliba shel yoledes tufes kol kulo ba'avas haben asha'ein lo makom gam la'avas Hashem v'zeh tumasid. It's human nature. It's human nature, and that's why she is b'chayeves a carbon. So I was thinking maybe that's here. He's trying to counter that, but the parents are trying to counter that. That I know that's going to be. But that's why I want to be a nazir. I want to get into the right now before it happens. Before the moment, I want to make sure that I'm in the right mentality and I'm going to be a nazir. I'm going to make sure I'm going to channel my hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't quote it, but he's obviously referring to the thought of the Maharal made famous by the Stipler in Birchas Peretz Al Torah, where he writes, right, going on the Rashi and Parshas Vayigash, that they're each. It says that Yosef was crying on Yaakov's shoulder. Yaakov was not crying on Yosef's shoulder when they finally met. Why not? Why wasn't Yaakov crying? After 22 years, he saw his long-lost son. So Rashi says he was busy saying Kriyashma. So all the Lundish Sfarim said, why was he saying Kriyashma? Was it the end of the Zman? So why wasn't Yosef saying Kriyashma? Oh, maybe he was only saying mitzvah, because keep it up a aim. But what do you mean? Maybe Kriyashma is Chobal Zawach HaShemayim, and his father would want him to do that. So all the Lundish Sfarim get into, you know what, it wasn't the end of the Zman, but Zeriz Makdim and LeMitzvahs. But says the Maharal, quoted here in the Birchas Peretz, no, Shlohai Yizman Kriyashma Klal. It wasn't Kriyashma at all. Rak Avodas Chachamim Kachi. This is what the Tzadikim do. Shevizman Shebalo Simcha V'teshua Gedola. Whenever a person has a great Simcha or salvation, Misorer Libo Takif Lihidavik B'yotro Lahalol Yachto. They want to channel these amazing feelings to Avas Hashem, to Avodas Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulihidavik Ba'avasu Yizbarach. For the second he met Yosef, Yaakov had tremendous feelings of love, and he channeled it. He channeled it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, v'zeh hefech mamish. And this is the opposite of us normal people, where, what does it say? Chassid is patur b'kriyashma v'layla rishon. Dafka, when it's not that time, so the Chazal give us a p'tur. Over here by Yaakov Avinu, he should have normally, humanly, been loving Yosef, and he shouted to the Zakadosh Baruch Hu. We're just the opposite. When we're about other things, Chasen Badami Kriyishma, Lefisha Eino Yacho Lechavin. And Tzadikim have the opposite. Okay, so that is the idea of the stipler here in the Gion HaShel Torah, which connects to this Tosus, that the person he wanted to take precautions beforehand to make sure that he was in the proper frame of mind when the child is born. And we know there's a bracha said by a son, by a daughter, Shechiyanu Atova Ametiv, that also is to help channel the feelings. Okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Somebody says, when I have a son, when I have a daughter, what's included? Continues the Mishnah. He pila ishto. Let's say Rechmanu Leslan, the woman has a miscarriage. Ain't no nazir. So he's not a nazir in that case. You're not sure. We're not sure if the miscarriage was a viable vlad or not. But, as we've seen in the Gemara, something is ears lahakel. Something is ears lahakel, and therefore, we say that he is not a nazir. Rabbi Shimon, read Rabbi Shimon first. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Yomar, he should bring a karbanus of Naziris that he has to make a tanai. Im haya bekayama harayani nazir chova, v'im lav harayani nazir nedava. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're stuck in limbo. You're not sure if you're supposed to be a nazir or not, so therefore, you're never going to, you're Lashon of Tosfos is, you want to look at the Lashon of Tosfos, third to last line of the previous Amud, Shim lo hisna kein kal yamavayim a kol kal Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, you're stuck. If you don't make the following tanai, you're not going to be able to ever cut your hair or drink wine. Because you're not sure. You're not sure. That's what he says three lines to the bottom. You're going to be makulkal. So says Tosfos in the Pshat of Reb Shimon, you have to make this tanai. If I'm a Nazir, if I'm supposed to be a Nazir, so I'm a Nazir Chova, based on my previous promise. If it wasn't a viable vlad, then this is a nadava, another nadava, nothing to do with my previous statement. The Keret Orah notes that in Yevamis, back in Yevamis, we discussed whether the halacha of a vlad having to live for 30 days was a din to oraisa or a din to rabbanan. So says the Keren Orah, according to what the Keren Orah, was masik there in Yevamis, the halacha of needing 30 days, ba'adam, eino nefel, dolemid rabbanan. But midaraisa, you go after the rove. That vlad, those are viable. So why aren't you a nazir here, according to the Tanakhama? Ain't a nazir because lahakel? But the rove says that rove vlados are viable. Yeah? On the other side, okay, there's the counter pressure of chul and bazara. Reb Shimon gets out of that for making the tanai. Chul and bazara. But he just says even more simple. He says, no. He says, the rove is only a rove until you have something that makes you start thinking, maybe this child is not part of the rove. Here, the baby died. The baby died. So the rove is Israel Aruba. So this is really Aruba. Al-Karcha Chacha, Koshu, Ben Kayama Bach. I'm sorry. The Tzorach Lobar, the Sphir Leil Reb Azriel, he's quoting the Shidim Kubetzes here. The Meis B'toch Lamed, Avisveka Daraisa, Iben Kayamahu, the Israel Aruba. Once the child dies, Rachman al-Islan, before 30 days, so then it's the robe is not the robe anymore. So therefore, one has to, he's not a nazir. So okay, that's the machlokas. The Tadakama says he's not a nazir because we say that it's a suffik, whether the vlad was viable. So therefore, lakula. Rav Shimon says, no, you have to make this tonight. Chazra v'yalda. What if his wife then gets pregnant again? Says the Taptosis, Meherayon Acher, right? A different pregnancy. This is going to be a contrast to a case coming up in the Gemara. That's why Tosis says that here. But if she gets pregnant again and then has a child, a viable child from that pregnancy, Hare's a Nazir. According to the Tadakama, he now has to be a Nazir. There was nothing beforehand. Now he has to be a Nazir because this is fulfilling his previous tonight. Reb Shimon Omer, and the Meiri adds, that's the Chiddush of this case, because you might have said his acceptance originally was only for the first time. Not for life, until she has one. So, Kabash 1, no, it's even until he has one. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, you got to make another tanai. Yomar, im harishon ben kayama harishon chava. If the first one was a viable vlad, so the first one was a chova, harishon chova vizu nadava, and this one is voluntary. V'yam lav, harishon nadava vizu chova. But if not, it's the opposite. If the first child was not viable, then the first one wasn't a dava, and this one is a chova. Period. Says the Gemara, hi Maila Memra, what's the chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah? Harani Nazir, if I have a son, and he has a son. He's a Nazir. Good. Wonderful. It's obvious. So the Gemara says, Mishum Seifa. No, the Chiddush is Bas Tumta Vandrogan is Eino Nazir. No, the Chiddush is that if you say Ben, it doesn't include Bas Tumta Vandroganus. The Gemara says, Pshita, that's also obvious. It's also obvious. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'o Tema Likisha Evnehu Dika Amar. You might have said that Ben doesn't mean son, but it means like Rachel Imenu said. Like Tosef says, V'iba Ne Gamanochi. Right? I will also be built. She didn't mean a son. She meant a child. The Shita Mekubetzes adds, why, what's the, I saw one of the Mefarshim add, why is it called a binyan when you have a child? Because there's no chalis and yibum that you have to do anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of child it is. It can be a son or a daughter. I'm mevuna, I'm built if I have a child. The person feels complete when they have a child. So I might have thought that that's what ben means. Doesn't nafka mean son? Kamash malon delo, that's the chiddush that we assume, like the Bar Tanura said on the Mishnah, lashem b'nei adam, ben means son. Okay. Continues the Gemara. V'im amar kishayili vlad v'chulu, second half of the Mishnah, but if he says, if I have a vlad, then that includes everything. So pshita, again, that's obvious. So ma the tema vlad demechsha b'ni inshi b'inan. No, you might have said that vlad means a vlad that goes amongst people. That goes amongst people. And all of my first have explained, again, only means sons. Right, as we had yesterday, one pshat why a woman is kavua, is called kavuta bas melech panima. Right, so you might say, vlad means son, kamash malon. It does not mean son, vlad means all including offspring. Next, two dots. He pila ishto eno nazir. The Mishnah continued and said, if the woman has a miscarriage, then he is not a nazir. Man k'tanila. Who is the author of our Mishnah who says that if the woman has a mapelas, has a miscarriage, no nazir, meaning lakula, zirus lakula, Rabbi Yehuda de Krihu. It's Rabbi Yehuda of the Kri. What's Rabbi Yehuda of the Kri? This is the machlokas we had earlier. You see on the side it says la'el chesam and aleph, where we have the machlokas quoted from a Mishnah in Meseches Taharos, where the Mishnah said if a man's walking by a silo and says, I'm a nazir, if there's 100 grains in there. And then they go check, and the grain was stolen, the grain was lost, so you don't know. You don't know if he was he's a nazir or not. So Rabbi Yehuda there says, Lakula, so that's the author of our Mishnah, just like Rabbi Yehuda of the Kri, of the pile of wheat, says Lakula, so too here. And the Mefarshim, the Rishonim here says, what is this La'afuke? Oh, it's only Rabbi Yehuda the Kri. It's La'afuke, Rabbi Yehuda the Hafla. What's Rabbi Yehuda the Hafla? Was Rabbi Yehuda Hafla? So that you have to look later on Daf Lamed Daled. Daf Lamed Daled later on. I'm not sure if you have it in that volume. Daf Lamed Daled later on. Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Tarfon. I think we quoted this in the Mefarish ones, where Rabbi Tarfon says on the fourth line of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, Lefi Shelo Nitna Nezirus Elo La Hafla. Certain cases, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Tarfon says, a person won't be a Nazir unless he totally explicates. He totally explicates that he says exactly what he means. If he just thinks something and it's not clear when he says it, so then it's not Nazir. Like, let's say two people are walking by. He says, I'm a Nazir if one of them's a Nazir. So because you didn't really specify, so then it might not be good enough to be a Nazir, because Naziris has a din of Hafla. Hafla, so it's not that Nazir. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda of Hafla, it's only Rabbi Yehuda decree. Says the Briskarov. Quotes the Briskarov, maybe this is Reb Chaim. Where was it? Let me just check again. What exactly is the Bechut the Reb Chaim? Eza Shaykh Zel Rabbi Yehuda Shal Hafla. Right. What connection is, what's the Hava mean? It's to say that this is Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say it's Rabbi Yehuda the Kri, not Rabbi Yehuda the Hafla. Bishlama ba'omar harini nazir she'echad mikem nazir. I understand in a case where somebody says, I'm a nazir if one of you are a nazir. That was the case of Rabbi Yehuda the Hafla. I'm a nazir if one of you are a nazir. Two people standing in front of me. That's not good enough. Because you didn't really specify shemakavam nazirus achshav rak beim havi zeho echad lefan of nazir v'kivish ein yadua. It's not clear at the moment you're makabel the nazirus, so that's not good enough. The details have to be have full clarity at the moment that you're makabel nazirus. That's the din of lo nit nazirus elo lahafla. That's Rabbi Yehuda later on. So in a case where I said I'm a nazir if one of you are a nazir, so at that moment I don't even know if I'm going to be a nazir. So that's a problem. But here it's a full nazirus. It's just delayed. I'm a Nazir if something occurs. So at the Kabbalah's Naziris, there's full clarity. Okay, you're not sure what happened later on. But they're not exactly comparable cases. You're not sure if the Zman came yet. You're not sure about the baby. Is that comparable? Is that comparable to the Rabbi Yehuda the Hafla? So says Reb Chaim, I don't even understand what the Havamina was to compare it. But some point out that according to the Mefarish, maybe it does work out better. The Mefarish, not here, the Mefarish later on in Daf Lamed Beis says, no, what does it mean Naziris has to have a flaw? It can't be dependent on anything. That's what he says, Lamed Beis, the Mefarish says, Lo Nidu Naziris El HaFla means, Velo Ye Tola Naziruso B'davar Acher. If that's the pshat, then it's an exact parallel. right? You can't be tolled on something else, and here you are tolled on something. You are tolled on something else, and that's what the Gemara is saying. It's not Rabbi Yehuda de Hafla. Okay, either way, what is it? It's Rabbi Yehuda decree. You have to. We have to. When we get up to there, we have to analyze it. What about? Is it any Tanai? Yeah.
Is he arguing on a later part of Mishnah? Because we all know, is he arguing?
Is who arguing? No, I think that's the Tanakama. That he would agree to that, because then it's a vadai. Then it's a vadai baby. Then he would agree to that. She has another pregnancy. That's the chiddush according to that case. If she has another pregnancy and a child, so then there's a vada in his ears because the first one is totally knocked out. Says the, so the Mishnah continues and said, Reb Shimon Omer Yomar Imhaya Ben Kayama Harin Nazar Chova Vimlav Harin Nazar Dudava. So we have the case of Reb Shimon makes the tznai. Boy Mini Reb Yabba Meir Afuna Harin Nazar Chiyali Ben. What if somebody says, I'll be a nazar when I have a son? Vehi Pila Ishto. His wife has a miscarriage. The hifrish carbon, and the man was mafrish a carbon. Maybe he thought the child was viable. He was mafrish a carbon. Maybe he didn't know the halacha. The chazra v'yolda. But then she had another child, and here Tosva says, may oso he rayon atzmo. Same pregnancy. Meaning this was a twin. The first twin was born with not alive. It was a mapeles. And then the second twin came out alive. The Shidin Mukubetza says it's got to be the same day. It's got to be the same day. Even though we had a Maseches Nida, right? Two twins born 3 months apart from each other, Yehuda and Chizkiyah, but Shimon Kabetz is here for various reasons. Let's assume it's the same day. One child came out not good, and the other child came out good. So Mahu, what's the halacha there? So again, what happened? A woman was Mapeles, the man was Mafrish Karban, and then she was had a viable child. The kasha is, that first Karban have Kedusha? Does the first animal have Kedusha? Because, think about it, according to who? According to who? So the Gemara's deals with it. Aliba Daman. Who's the question according to? E Aliba Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, Mighty Boyle. What's the kasha? Ha'amar Reb Shimon 7 years lahachmer. According to Reb Shimon, there's no question because you have to bring a carbon in that case. So the first one for sure has kedusha because what did Reb Shimon say? If you're not sure, you have to make a carbon and make the tznai. But either way, it has kedusha that animal. So the question can't be according to Reb Shimon. So El Aliba Reb Yehuda. The question must be according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda said, what did Reb Yehuda say? If you have a mapeles, you don't have to bring a carbon. But the question is here, the twin was viable. So as we're going to see in Tosfos in a minute, the question is, does the fact that the twin was viable reflect that the other baby was viable as well? Because says Tosfos, it's not shy to say that you have two twins, Mizera Echad, that one is viable and one's not viable. That's what Tosfos says. Let's see the Gemara. Yeah?
Why can't the nazar go on the second one?
It go on the second one, but you were mafresh the carbon earlier. So it was a hafresh of Tosfos. You're going to have to be mafresh it again. So in a chinami, if you're mafresh it again, then it's for sure kadosh. But you didn't. You want to know if the first one has kedusha. For El Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. The question is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Do Amar Safak Naziris Lahakel. Rabbi Yehuda says 7 Naziris Lahakel. And if you only had part stage one, you would not have to bring a carbon. My kadosh olo kadosh. Does the first animal have kedusha or not? So let's see Tosis. Tosis vihipila. Vihipila ishto vevish carbon. Pirish lenazirusso. He was mafresh a carbon after the first miscarriage. For his nazirus v'yolda, appears may oso herayon atzmo vlad kayama. Tosa says, right, this is the contrast. Contrasting to the first case on the Amud, this case is from the same pregnancy. Dahashta yishochacha gadola. Here there's a big proof. Midahai bar kayama. From the fact that the second baby was a bar kayama, was viable. Hanefal havinami bar kayama. It must be the first one was also. Why? V'kola chadasha. And it was viable. And just, it died. But it was a viable vlad. Why? D'tipa hi nechlekes l'shtayim. I guess it's talking about one type of twins here, right? Team is not, I'm sorry?
No type.
Sorry?
It's no type of twin.
Why?
Okay, so the sperm,
okay, tipa, does it mean that it's going on the zera? The zera, nechlekes l'shtayim. Okay, let's assume the egg split. So let's try to put that into Tosfos. But either way, maybe he's talking about at least identical. He says it's impossible, says Tosfos. Got to look in the what the medical books say today, that one will be called viable and one wouldn't be viable. So if the second one is viable, the first one must have also been, and then just a problem happened at the end. Hilgachala kedusha al karba sheyefesh kshipila sheshuv lo. The Ronchberg changes lo hikdish osama behemos. He changes a few words. Either way, the question is, do you say because the second one was good, that's a simon, that's a reflection that the first one is good? Or no, it's not so vaday. That's the question. According to the Tanakama, does that animal have kedusha or not? The Brisker Rav just adds in a little bit of explanation to what the question is. What was the whole svara of Rabbi Yehuda? The Savek Naziris Lahakel. The svara was, if you remember, Lo Machis Inish Nafshi L'Sveika. A person doesn't put himself into a case of a Safek. And therefore, if it's a Safek, we assume Umdana, he didn't get involved. But says the Brisker Rav, here, he had the second child. So it's not really a Safek anymore. He had a Vada, he had a child. Vada, he has to bring a carbon. He has to be a Nazir. So the question is, though, once that Vadai situation occurs, once he has the Vadai child, does that uproot the original principle of Lomachis Inish Nafshi L'Sveika? Because now it's a case of Vadai. So even the first one was good, and the first carbon is a good carbon. Or do you say, no, originally it was a case of Safek. So Lomachis Nafshi Inish L'Sveika still applies. Only now there's a Vadai case, and therefore now he would be Chayiv in Naziris. So the Brisker Rav just adds that beer into the Gemara. The principle was the Machaz Nafshi into the Sveika. The question is that principle uprooted once it turns into a case of Vadai? That's what how the Brisker Rav formulates the question. So Kadosh or Eino Kadosh, is that first animal a carbon or not? Does viability apply to living Lamed Yom? So it could be, I mean, generally we say yes, but it could be that if we know for sure that this is a a very healthy, perfect baby, and the baby just got sick after 2 weeks and died, so then that if we would know that, theoretically, then we would treat it as a Bar Kayama for various halachas. We just generally assume that if it didn't, it was not viable. But theoretically, it could be Kolo Chadasha, which is called viable, fully developed, and yet didn't live for 30 days. Usually we just use that as our only simon. So that's the question. So kadosh, you know, kadosh, so Gemara says, by nafkamina. What's the difference? Whether it's kadosh or not, l'gizaso v'lavudbo. For shearing its wool and for working it. We know you're not allowed to shear the wool of a carbon, and now let it work the wool of a carbon. So you want to know, is this first animal a real carbon? Tosva says, it's not for malchus. Because it's not going to be 100% vade for malchus. You're not going to get malchus if you shear it or you work it. That's what Tosfos says in Dior Maschil Vanafka. Below Lilki. We're not going to go that far. We're not going to go that far for malchus. But at least for the Isser of Giza and Avoda, Teku, so no answer given. The Shita Mekubetzas also says that no malchus, but also no avelus. No avelus. The Pshita Misafik lo Yisabel Alav. Also, no avelus, because avelus is lahakel. Below ye hate sarech lufdoso. If the first, right, you don't have to be pode. So avelus is an interesting case quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, how do you interpret the Shulchan Aruch? Listen to what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shin ayin dalad siftes. Yesh misha omer. There are those that say, dita'omim shemeis echad mehem tolch shloshim yom. Twins. Twin boys. One of them dies before 30 days. And then the second one lives and died after 30 days. Ein misablin alav. We're not misabel on him. End quote. What's the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says, you have twins, one died before 30 days, one dies after 30 days. You're not misabel on him. Who's the him? Who's the him? Says the Taz, according to the Levush says, Lofizem mashma, da al hasheni ein misablin. The Levush says, even the second one you're not misabel for. Because the first one died, and the second one died after 30 days. Why? Vatam, da'anu roen, shekam ha'sheni enu ben kayama. Kivin shu mitipa achaz emarishon, v'kach pasak ha'levush. Right? It must be that if the first one died right away, the second one died a little later, but it must be he must have been sick also. And he says, by the way, though, v'haynu dafka kishaya ha'sheni gamkin chole b'shas mitzis ha'rishon, as long as the second one was already sick at the time that the first one died. Says the Taz, says the Shach, say the other Mefarshim, no. That's not Pshat of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, if a baby lives for 30 days, Vadai there's Avelus. The issue is the first one, if you only have a baby that lives 2 weeks, fine. But now you have a brother that lived for 30 days, so that's the Havamina. Maybe if you have one, so maybe you should even have Avelus for the first one. Kamash Malon, you don't. V'bemes daito matmiya ma'od, lifter me Avelus mikoch svara chalusha kazos. The Levush says you're going to potter because you have a brother that died earlier. Ubedaki Moshe Reisi, etc. Al the Shemes Echad Mehem Betosh Loshim Vasheni Chai Lo Amrinam Mid Hasheni Chai Harichon Nami Avi Ben Kayama Vein Masablan Alav. That's what the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch is. That you're not misabel on the first one. The second one, for sure, you're misabel. The first one, you're not misabel. And he said it's meduyik in the tour. When the tour quotes the halacha, it's a little different than the Shulchan Aruch. The tour quotes, ta'omim shemeis echad mehem tok shloshim yom, ta'omim that one of them dies within 30 days. V'hasheni chai adayin, and the second one is still alive. Ain misablin alav. There's no avelus. Afilu meis besof shloshim. So he says that after the line of Amos Abel. Even if he does, so he's obviously talking about the first one. Obviously he's talking about the first one. But the Vilna Gaon on that Shulchan Aruch says, Ayin Nazir Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos. Why? Because that's the discussion of our Tosfos. If one lives after 30, maybe even the first one. That's exactly Pshat, according to the Taz and the Shach. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Teku. So Teku, we haven't said it in a couple of months, but we will say it at the end. Now we have to finish first. But
if it's Teku, then
Teku, so do you go back to Sefer Zeris Lahakel, or do you usually say Teku is Lachomra?
The whole question is, do you say something?
Right, the question is, do you say Sefer Zeris Lahakel in this case? So when you have a Teku on that, I'm not sure. So, Boy Ben Amen Rechumi Me Abaya. Ben Rechumi Yesrim Abaya. Says the Maris Chayes. Who's Ben Rechumi? Who's Ben Rechumi? So the Maris Chayes says, sometimes when you only have a person who says one thing in all of Shas, you nickname him by the question that he asks. So because this question is going to have to do with Rechumi, Rechimta, so you give it, the Shas gives him a nickname. That's the Maris Chayes right here. So if you want any more nicknames, Rabbi Daniel Feldman has an article about nicknames and the right and the good. Fascinating, where I think we mentioned it once before, where the Gemara in a number of places is very serious about nicknames, about not calling nicknames. The Gemara says about Metzia Nunches, three people don't go up from Gehenna. Habal Eishas Ish, Mabon Pnei Chavero Barabim, V'ha Machana Shem Ra L'Chavero. Wow. Machana Shem Ra L'Chavero, nickname and negative name. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Machana, Haino Malbin. Isn't that already Mabon Pnei Chavero? So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, no. Afo Gab De Dushbei Bishmei. Even if the guy doesn't feel it anymore because he's used to it. He's Dushbei. Kvar Hergol Bakach, Rashi says. V'ein Pond of Mislabnos. No, it's still a negative nickname, so it's still inappropriate. But some other makaras seem to say that just a nickname itself, even without such negatives, is also a problem. Shouldn't give nicknames. So Rabbi Feldman develops in the article here how a deeper idea based on some achronim. Beyond embarrassment, the further level of emotional violation is present. A person's name is his connection to his sense of identity, to his awareness of his own existence as an independent individual. Indeed, the rabbinical sages consider names to be deemly indicative of one's inner character. Rabbi Meir, where we had this in Yuma, gleaned information about those he met from the meaning of their names, and Rabbi Yossi suffered for failing to do this. Remember, by the inn, he stayed by the inn, and the guy was a ganav, says he should have been Badek Bishma. To be deprived of this name is to become disenfranchised from the reality of being a unique creation. It is to stand bereft of any evidence of individuality. The resulting alienation is profound. It clearly impacts differently than humiliation in other forms, yet apparently in as devastating a manner. Lamaisa, the name is a person's mahus. And therefore, if you don't call them by their names, even if it's not a negative nickname, but if you don't call them by their name, that's their mahus. If it's their mahus, that's how we should connect to them. And we're depriving them of being identified as their mahus without that name. Yes, and then I guess any English name, you know, not the name that you're called.
Someone's name is Eliyahu, and they call him Eli.
Right. Any short, Elio to Eli, right? So how far do you go in this? You have to look in the sources. Maybe as long as it's connected that people identify that name with a longer name. Again, but that's a totally different idea of insult. It's a din of identification of a name. Okay. Remind me to mention the Chacham and the Rosh of Art about names again at the end if we have time, if not tomorrow. Haredi Nazak Shieli Ben. So anyway, this Ben Rechumi, this famous Ben Rechumi, asks from Abaya. Haredi Nazak Shieli Ben. I'm a Nazir. Person says, I'm a Nazir when I have a son. V'shama Chaver V'amar V'alai. We're going to do it with our Gersa. Reuven says, I'm a Nazir when I have a son. And Shimon says, me too, V'alai. So what does that mean? He's going to be a Nazir when who has a son? My who? Adi Buri Mashra? Is he talking about Reuven says, I'm another one, I have a son, and Shimon says, me too, I'm a Nazir when you have a son? Or Agufi Mashra? It means, no, me too, when I have a son, I'll be a Nazir. Intim Salom or Agufi Mashra? If you want to say he's talking about himself, Harmar Harini Nazir, look, Shia Li Ben, Vashama Chavir, Vamar Va'ani. What about Va'ani instead of Va'alai? Mahu, Anafshi Kamar? Do we say Va'ani? He's talking about himself. Odil Mahachi Kamar, Rahim Nalacha Kavasech. When a person says, a person's dying for a son, so he says, I'm a Nazir when I have a son. So the other guy's not going to say, I'm a Nazir when I have a son. He's not going to make the guy feel bad at that moment. So, Rechina, I love you just like yourself. Meaning, if you have a son, I'll be a Nazir too. So again, what does he mean? Im timsalomar, and if you want to say, kol ba'anfe ksifali milsa, if you're in front of him, you're not going to embarrass him in that way. And therefore, if Reuven says, I'm a nazir when I have a son, we assume that Shimon also meant, I'm a nazir when Reuven has a son. What about this case? Amar harini nazir l'kshia l'ploni ben, I'll be a nazir when Ploni has a son. That's what Reuven says. V'shama chavir of amar v'ani, and then Shimon says, me too. So, mahu, mi armina shaloba fanav anafshi kamar, do you say, because the Ploni is not there, he means that it's about himself, I'm an Uzzer when I have a son. I also love that guy. I'm an Uzzer when he has a son. So again, in all these cases, Tibai. Right? That's the Nadarim Nazir way of saying Teku. Why does the first one say Teku and the second one say Tibai? I'm not sure. Just remember the Vart from the Ema Banim Smecha that we like to mention. Shame the Kedushas Levi. Why it's Teku and not Meku. Once a Mesechta, we have to mention it to solidify it in our brain. That, why Meku, Moshe Rabbeinu. Mishmi Yitaretz, because she's Vabayas. Why that Teku Tishmi? No, because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come back. Moshe Rabbeinu died. In order to be a Posek Hador, you have to be involved in the world. You have to know what's going on. Eliyahu Navi's here. He was here a couple days ago. We had a bris in the shul, right? You know, Eliyahu Navi's here. He hasn't left yet. Eliyahu Navi's involved in the world. Pinchas, Eliyahu. So that's why he's going to be the one to answer all our shilohs about microwaves and about this and technology. So Teku, not Dafka, not Meku. I assume after Moshe Rabbeinu comes back for a little while and he learns everything that's going on, I guess we'll go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But either way, that's Teku. Mishnah. Hareini Nazir, v'nazir l'kshili ben. A person says, I'm a Nazir, and I'm a Nazir when I have a son. Hischa mone shalos. He starts counting his own Naziris. V'akach nolad lo ben. All of a sudden, he has a son. So what do you do? Mashlem eshalo v'akach mone shal beno. He first finishes his own Naziris. And then he goes to his son's Naziris, because that's when he was Makabel. He was Makabel the first half of his own Naziris, and then his son's. But, Harbani Nazir Kshili Ben, Vinazir, what if he says the opposite order? I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and I'm a Nazir. So he doesn't have a son yet. So, his Chlamon Shalom, he starts counting his own. V'yakach no lo ben, and then in the middle, boom, he has a son. What's the halacha? Meniach es Shalom, umona es Shal Beno. Because the Naziris that he accepted first was the one for his son, he stops his own. He counted 10 days of his own already. He stops 10. Then he does the 30 for his son, and then he does the other 20 for himself. What exactly happens in the middle? So the Mefarish here explains that he's not Megaleach between them. He doesn't get a haircut in between, because then how could you combine the 10 original and the 20 at the end? So no haircut. You just wait till you finish both, and then you bring two sets of karbanos. Bring two sets of karbanos. You can't be that you get a haircut in between, because it won't work. The Gilyon in the Mefarish says, in the first case, you do get a haircut. Because in the first case, even though you send them both at the same time, still it's one after another, and you could bring Megaleach and bring Karbanos in between. The second one, you can't. Because how can it be mashed on the 10 and 20? You need a growing of the hair for at least a month. So either way, that's the case of the Mishnah. The Shulchan Aruch has a case. And again, we're not going to start the Gemara because it gets involved. The Shulchan Aruch has a case in Tav Kuf Samaches, Sif Yud Aleph. Hanoder latsum tskum yamim retzufim. Person is no dare to fast for 90 days. And the ira b'hem tainus chova. And in the middle, boom, oh, tainus Esther, Tzom Gedalia. Right in the middle of that time that he accepts to fast, it's a tainus sibur. Says the Shulchan Aruch, olin lo. It counts. He could double up. He could double up. So the Magad Avram says, don't compare this to Nazir Yud Gimel Amabes, where he was Makabel two sets of Naziris. Here he was only Makabel one thing. Makabel one thing. So fine, it happens to be a time to see her in the middle, but it could be an overlap. It's no problem. Here in our Mishnah, it's two separate Nazirios. So therefore, they cannot overlap. It's got to be one after another, or even one in the middle of the other one. Okay? I'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem, we will continue. Just again, as Beth Hashem, I'm going to be giving the daf tomorrow. But after that, I'm going to be in England for the weekends for Shabbos. So I'm leaving tomorrow night. So next time I'll be back next Wednesday morning. Baruch Hashem. But I'll give tomorrow. Yeah.